T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, just want to let everybody else in the building who has been so kind to get in touch with me this morning and let me know that they are beating me in the brackets. After I talked all that smack in recent days. And pointing out to me that you, Lee Rogers, are decimating me in the brackets.
Well.
Beating me 28-22.
What can I say?
Yes.
There is that. I'm not gloating. You brought it up.
Well, no, I'm going to change my bracket strategy because normally I use Vegas odds, but I'm going to throw that out. Next year, I'm just going to wait till you fill out your bracket and copy yours.
Well, I tell you, as we get deeper into the tournament, all this will change.
You think?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
But I should note, I mean, just totally for the record, right? I mean, that I am still beating Vince and Bobby Mack.
Yes, there is that.
So I am slightly ahead of them. So I just thought I would note that for all those who are now mocking me. But anyway, I tried, right?
Yes.
That's all we can ask. Anyway. All right. I got to tell you this, too. On Monday, I may be a little, I don't know. I'm having my other two wisdom teeth out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's today. So I'm going to do that at Signature Smiles.
Right.
And not dreading it nearly as much as last time when I didn't know what to expect. And they do a great job there, so it shouldn't be, hopefully too bad. But they had to go back in for the other two, so I got to go get that done today.
Okay.
So I'm
good
feel
luck
like
with that.
I've taken a beatdown, I think, over the weekend. I will be joining the rest of America, who, did you see the study, spends half their life in bed this weekend?
No.
I don't do that. I don't have time. But this weekend, I probably will spend half my weekend in bed.
And you'll have a good excuse to do so.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to be, anyway. So, meanwhile, speaking of beatdowns, we are hoping that Stephen Wonderboy Thompson delivers a beatdown this weekend. He is fighting again out of Simpsonville. He is going to be fighting Anthony Showtime Pettis, who really needs a beatdown. He just does. You can tell by looking at him. I'm like Rachel Maddow. I can tell by looking at him. He needs a beatdown. That's going to be the 5-round main event of UFC Fight Night, which is a big deal in my house. That's actually going to be early enough that you could leave the kids up to watch it if you wanted to. It's at 10. Or around 10 anyway, Saturday night. So I know all the males in my house will be glued to that because they know Steven, and he's just a wonderful person. If you get to know Steven, he was my son's karate teacher for a long time. But the cool thing, Lee, and I don't know if you knew about this, is that the MMA is coming to Greenville in about 3 months.
Well, all right.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Greenville Bon Secours Wellness Arena on June 22nd. And it would be so cool. I don't want to jinx him, okay? But it would be so cool if Thompson won this weekend because he then would be the headliner for the first UFC foray into Greenville in his own hometown.
Well, that would be special.
That would be awesome. It would be really cool. He said to be able to headline that would be a dream come true, not only for myself, but also for the fighters who want to make it in the UFC from my hometown. And a lot of them trained, by the way, out of his gym in Simpsonville. It actually is a pretty big MMA hub there. But anyway, it's booming, he says, of Greenville. The MMA community is coming out and strong in Greenville, so it should be cool to bring them for that. So good luck.
All right, Steven. Yeah, absolutely.
Going to be really cool to see Greenville begin to get the spotlight. By the way, speaking of which, with the spotlight on Greenville, did you see that? Amir. $400 million for a new convention center.
Oh, is that all?
That's all. It's not more than that. Yeah, so it's a great deal for everybody, unless you're paying.
Yes, exactly. So, and of course, my thing is, what are you going to do with the old one?
I don't know.
You know, it's because that's one thing I hate to see. I hate to see empty buildings, particularly, now that's not in the downtown area, but I just always hate seeing empty buildings. That doesn't look good for any community.
No.
If you're going to build a new one, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm just simply saying if you're going to, what's going to be done with the old one?
It's going to be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to find. The new one is really cool looking, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it is.
For $400 million, it
honestly,
better be.
Yeah, and honestly, that would be a wonderful place to put it.
Yeah.
It would be a wonderful place to put it because, you know, obviously when you have a convention center like that, you want other things for them to do. And certainly downtown Greenville is fabulous for other things to do.
Oh, boy. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, you big baby. Dr. Julian pulled my wisdom teeth Monday. It was almost painless. Great dentist." He said, so everything's fine. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I am a big baby. I fully admit I am a total big baby about this kind of thing. Another texter writes, "Rambo Loco's going to have a great weekend." Watching UFC with the wife knocked out in bed all weekend.
Oh, she won't
be able to talk to him. What are you kidding? He loves the sound of my voice.
Yeah, exactly.
I choose to believe that anyway, right? Texter finishes up with heaven on earth. Ha, 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 ha. Maybe in your house. Now, the texter writes, "Stock up on chew for the fight." Not me.
No.
I'm going to be chewing anything for days. It's going to be soup all the way. So anyway, meanwhile, all right, let's get into it. I'm having a hard time being serious on a Friday. I always struggle with that.
I think a lot of folks do.
Yeah, I know. But I got to be serious. Got to do my job. Okay, so on the tremendous and unbelievable suffering of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah, we're real worried about that.
Yeah, she suffered mightily, that is. I'm kind of torn on what she said here. This is getting a lot of publicity. She's on the cover of Time, right?
Yeah.
For what? I don't know. Yeah, so you want a congressional seat.
Because she spent so little time in Congress.
Right, I know. So did 435 other people, 434 other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the big deal? And by the way, she didn't even win. Do you know she didn't even do any of her own fundraising? The George Soros folks did.
Oh, lovely.
No, there's a great new video ad on that, including her saying, I have it, that she auditioned for the role.
Yeah.
I mean, she admits this, that she auditioned for the role. Her brother, actually, they had a casting call. 10,000 people sent tapes in. Her brother, Gabriel, sent her in, and she was chosen.
Interesting. Maybe that could account for why you have what many people would say is a very attractive young lady.
Oh, yeah. No, she was hired for the role. This is Alexandra Rojas. She's the executive director of Justice Democrats, who hired her to be a congresswoman. Take a listen.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like, literally working out of a restaurant, and I was like, there's no way.
A casting call. They had a casting call.
Yep. There she go. There you go. They raised the money for her. She didn't do anything special except look pretty and smile on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she's on the cover of Time now for what,
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, of course, the thing is, the cover of Time, like the saying goes, ain't what she used to be.
No, it's not. Anyway, she goes on about her suffering. She says, an entire generation, which is now becoming one of the largest electorates in America, came of age and never saw American prosperity, she says. I have never seen that or experienced it really in my adult life. Okay, I don't know who the Hades the fact checker was for this article, because the next paragraph then makes no sense, because she says, I have never seen or experienced prosperity in my life. And then they tell you, her dad owned a small architecture company?
Yeah.
What? Whoa, 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 dude. He was not just an architect, he owned the company? And then it says she lived in Westchester County. Okay, if you say you live, my mom's from Westchester. They used to have a poor section, they knocked it down. That's where she was from. And all her life, when she tells people who know New York, she's from Westchester County, their eyes light up and they're impressed. It's a status symbol. And then she has to correct them and say, no, I'm from the sticks. Well, the sticks don't even exist in Westchester County anymore. She grew up in Westchester County.
Hmm.
The daughter of a guy who owned an architecture firm, yet how she suffered. What? And apparently at Time, they didn't see any irony here in any of this. All right. I'm going to take this on in just a minute. The idea of an entire generation now becoming one of the largest electorates in America that's never seen prosperity. Is she right? Love to get your thoughts on this. Text line 71307, Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to see what the people think. Texter writes, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on the cover of Time because, like, literally. Yeah, literally, like, she totally, like, is. Wait till she wins the Pulitzer Peace Prize. You're going to love that. Pulitzer Peace Prize. I mean, Nobel Peace Prize. And a Pulitzer for the Green New Deal, right? All six pages of it. All right. Texter writes, I think this is interesting, too. Let's talk priorities. $400 million for a new convention center downtown. How about $50 million for a standalone upstate children's hospital? Something in this community really needs. Now, think about this. Now, and I know it's different pots of money, okay? I totally am aware of that. But when you look at the overall community spending rate, what we value and what we don't, $400 million for new convention center, but we can't scrape together the cash to put a armed officer full-time in every school. Yeah, priorities. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Yeah, I know the funding for those comes from two different bodies. I get that. But when you look overall at the whole community, it's really interesting to our political class, what is a priority, a convention center, and what is not human life. Anyway, texter writes, Tara, Adolf Hitler also made the cover of Time magazine. So says Chuck and Woodruff. Texter writes, the restaurant Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez worked in is now closed because of de Blasio and Cuomo's mandatory $15 an hour minimum wage. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, I'm 35. Oh, see, this is where I was going. You're reading my mind. This is from a texter. I'm 35. I remember being poor. Then my dad started an extremely successful business. Then NAFTA was signed, and he lost everything within 2 years of the signing. Maybe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hasn't seen prosperity because of the Democrats and Clinton's signed it all away. Yeah, see, that's exactly where I was going with this. I want to read this to you for a second. Okay, this is what she's saying. And it makes no sense. An entire generation, she tells Time, this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which is now becoming one of the largest electorates in America, came of age and never saw American prosperity. I have never seen that or experienced it, comma, really, in my adult life. Okay, in the next paragraph, they tell us, this is so funny, this line. She was born into a working class family in the Park Chester section of the Bronx. Her dad owned a small architecture company. What? Whoa, dude. He had an architecture degree? Yeah, not only did he have the degree, he owned the company. And they call that working class? Since when? They then moved to Westchester so that she and her brother could go Westchester County to a better school. Okay, my mom is from Westchester County. Just to say you're from Westchester County is a status symbol of wealth and privilege. My mom had a very, very poor upbringing. This was back in the 40s and the 50s, when there still was a poor section of Westchester County. There isn't now. And so her whole life, she'd say, I was from Westchester County, and people from New York like, oh, wow, you grew up there? And this is suffering, right? So when she says, I've never known prosperity, that's a crock, contradicted by the next paragraph. It's ridiculous. By the way, then it says her Puerto Rico-born mother cleaned houses. No. They left a couple things out there. Her dad didn't have a life insurance policy. He died in her late teens, but when she was already an adult. And then the mom had the big busted out Westchester County house with a $10,000 a year tax bill. And she couldn't figure out how to pay it because dad didn't plan very well financially. And so she was broke. Well, that's what happens when you don't plan very well financially. That's nobody's fault but theirs. But I want to address something that she said. An entire generation, which is now becoming one of the largest electorates in America, came of age and never saw American prosperity. She's not entirely wrong about that. Because think about it. She's 29, right? So we're talking, I mean, you know, she lived the devastation that was NAFTA and the loss of manufacturing base. I mean, 19 years of that was post-Clinton and him advocating for letting the Chinese into the WTO. So, I mean, America did get kneecapped. I mean, we went almost 20 years with no statistically significant wage growth. And you know that if you've listened to this show for a long time, how bad that was. And that was because of NAFTA and letting the Chinese into the WTO, the combined policies of Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. It was a disaster. I'm not going to argue with her. But her solution is to put the very people that caused it in absolute total control over multiple industries, major industries in the U.S., which to me amounts to a reward. So, I mean, you want to talk about doubling down on depression. I mean, you want some proof? Listen to this. According to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, incomes after inflation for the top 5% of Americans during President Obama's 8 years was up 16%. So incomes did go up for people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's family. That compares, this is Obama years, to 4% growth Oh, wait, here we go. That compares to -4% decline in wages for the bottom 20% of, you know, the American workers during the same 8-year period. That's devastating. So, I mean, you got, okay, so you got the top 5%. Their incomes go up 16% under Obama. You got the bottom 20% with a -4% decline. Wow. Let's totally put those people in charge. Because, I mean, man, that's going to, yeah, let's let them take over entire industries. God knows what they could do. Meanwhile, the Dallas Fed this week just estimated average individual wage growth at 5% across the board. Yeah. 5%. But we got to end that. See, because that's got to, it's got to go. She's not wrong about the problem. She's wrong about the solution. All right, ladies, I got a question for you. Seriously now. How picky are you about who you date? Or were you, maybe before you were married? Would you date a guy who whose literary works include a gang rape fantasy? I don't mean to be crude, but I have no other way to do this. No, a gang rape fantasy. No, where the woman is the victim. Like, she's not down with it. Would that creep you out? Like, if you found out that about a guy that you maybe were interested in dating, would you go out with him? What about a child murder fantasy? Not like a guy who wrote a fantasy about how cool it would be if children got killed. Also a early literary work. And then you found out the guy who wrote the child murder fantasy, the children were killed with a car by a guy, you know, driving, who deliberately killed them and was an accident in the child murder fantasy. And then you find out that the same guy was responsible for a drunken hit and run where he plowed into the side of a truck. But then he thinks that kind of thing is cool. He wrote a child murder fantasy about it. Tried to run and didn't run because another motorist blocked him, tracked him down, blocked him from doing it. Followed him. Would you date that guy? Or would that creep you out? I'm just asking. What about a guy who takes his mom to watch a porno with him? That's weird. Now, I know I sound like filthy potty mouth. Please forgive me, but I can't help it. I'm trying to cover the Democrat presidential field. Folks, these people are certifiable. I mean, I'm not even talking about their political views. Democrat presidential candidate and governor, John Hickenlooper. Boy, is that one loopy, right? John Hickenlooper confirmed Monday night that he took his mother to a porno. Deep Throat. He said this at a CNN town hall event. God, I hope children weren't watching. Said that he took his mother to watch an X-rated pornographic movie when he was younger, and that the two stayed for the entire move. That's weird. Hickenlooper confirmed the incident. He said it happened when he came home from college to visit his mother for Thanksgiving. Hickenlooper's dad died when he was 8 years old, and he said that he didn't realize that his mother was lonely until he returned home from college. So, I mean, clearly the thing to do was to take her to see a pornographic movie. I promised. I called a friend in Philadelphia, and he said we thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that bad. So I took my mother to see Deep Throat. And she said, I'd love to go. Because she didn't want to be left alone in the house again. What? Okay. Folks, you're Democrat primary field. No. You got to ask a question. Are there any certifiably sane candidates running on the Democrat side? And I'm not even talking about what they believe politically. I'm talking about who they are. I mean, what an assorted group of whack jobs. And, you know, I say this, there is no Republican candidate who would survive a thing like that. I mean, these people are nuts. Murder fantasies, gang rape fantasy. Can you imagine if Kavanaugh had done even one of these things and copped to it? You'd never hear the end of it. He wouldn't be sitting on the Supreme Court right now, I could tell you that. I'd tell you that for certain. And that, oh, that, but okay, but then you want to go full on crazy because what the heck, we're already there, right? Might as well. Have you seen what Kirsten Gillibrand is proposing? Democrat candidate? Are you ready for this? Social Security for illegal immigrants, because they're Americans too. Social Security for illegal immigrants, because they're Americans too. Folks, if we let them, the Democrat Party is going to make American citizenship meaningless and American citizens into second-class citizens in their own country. We are well on our way there. And I'm just wondering who's going to stop it. Maybe nobody. Oh, meantime, we do this every day now. Road rage suspect shot and killed a Washington State's sheriff's deputy and wounded a police officer. We now know he was illegally in the country.
Deputy Sheriff Ryan Thompson of Kittitas County became the first officer killed in the line of duty this year from the state of Washington. Thompson was fatally shot and killed while attempting to stop a man evading a traffic stop. ICE now confirming that that man was here legally in the U.S., issuing this statement. This tragic death taking a toll on the community.
It's like a nuclear bomb going off. It just destroyed a part of our hearts and our lives.
Yep. So how'd this one happen? Well, we have no visa exit system, which is really a thing of wonder if you think about it, because Congress has authorized one and funded it three times. Three times? Yeah, I don't even know where the money went. Yep, under Clinton and Bush. And by the way, you know, I mean, maybe it'll make the family of the sheriff's deputy, Ryan Thompson. By the way, he has two young kids. Oh, three kids, I'm sorry. Three kids and a wife. So they're on their own now. Nobody cares, though, in Congress. The thing about this is that, you know, the visa exit thing, he is just the latest victim. Bill Clinton refused to build one. So, because, you know, they didn't want anybody to know who's still here or if anybody visa overstays, which 43% of illegal immigrants do. That's how they end up here. They don't come over the southern border. They visa overstay. Just like this guy did. But with the visa exit system, we'd have a pretty, if we had a visa exit system and E-Verify folks, couldn't work in this country. You could work, they wouldn't stay. But Clinton just ignored Congress and didn't implement it. And then George W. did the same thing. And guess what? We got 9/11. So, I mean, maybe it'll make his family feel better that he's not the first victim. There are 3,000 others. They died in the Twin Towers and in the Pentagon and in that field on 9/11. Because the guys who did 9/11, several of them were visa overstays. They just stayed however darn long they wanted because nobody cared. And it couldn't, Bush and Clinton couldn't be bothered to implement the visa exit system. And so you are not allowed to reenter if you overstay your visa. Well, they left, went back to Saudi Arabia, and then came back and blew up the Twin Towers. They never would have been allowed to come back in if we had a visa exit system. Not only did 3,000 die, thousands more military deaths fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. $2 trillion cost of those wars. We're still paying today. All because they refused to build a visa exit system to help illegals stay. So just the latest in the body count, but it's so large. One more body. What's it matter? By the way, Trump has not yet built a visa exit system, although in part he's got the authorization, but he doesn't have the funding from Congress because, like heck, he's ever getting that.
Things that make you go, hmm.
You ever gone drunken shopping? Mostly, apparently, this happens online. It's apparently a big problem. 26% of us make drunken purchases. Most of them live in Greer. And the number one thing they buy is food. Our favorite foods to eat when we've been drinking are pizza, chips, and fries. Of course, a unfortunately, those are our favorite foods to eat when we're not drinking, which is why we're all so fat. The top five unnecessary purchases we make while drunk are food, clothes, cigarettes, lottery tickets or online gambling, and movies or DVDs. All right. Things that make me go, moisturized much? Well, that's just for chicks. Well, no. I need to try to get, I have battled to get my husband to moisturize. And I think I finally got him doing it. Well, a new study found that moisturizing your skin could prevent dementia? Wait, what? That's a totally new reason to take care of your skin. New study found it could help avoid Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Why? Because when your skin ages, this is fascinating, it can cause your immune system to release more protein of the proteins that cause inflammation in your body. And since your skin is your largest organ, it can basically flood your body with them, especially if your skin is dry and, yeah, not in good shape. But you might be able to prevent that from happening if you moisturize more. Researchers in San Francisco had a group of seniors put lotion on twice a day for a month, and it dramatically reduced the amount of the proteins they had in their body. So lots of good reasons to moisturize, I suppose. All right. Things that make you go, No, this did not happen in Greer, but it's still interesting. A guy in Pennsylvania crashed through the front doors of the beer store at four. By the way, for those of you wondering why I'm trashing Greer, because we have the Greer has the worst drivers in the country. And one of the reasons is because they're among the drunkest drivers in the country. That's why I pick on Greer. A guy in Pennsylvania crashed through the front doors of a beer store at 4 in the morning on Wednesday and stole two beers, causing $15,000 worth of damage. That's like $7,500 bucks a beer, basically. Yeah, he got caught. So, two beers, $15,000 worth of damage. And this guy wasn't drunk. Although this would be easier to explain if he was. A 19-year-old kid from New York stole a cab on Tuesday, tried to drive it to Six Flags theme park in New Jersey. No, it wasn't Wally World. Six Flags. But didn't realize it was closed for the winter. Durr. He's currently facing charges. I just had to get there one more time, man. I didn't know it was closed. Too bad John Candy wasn't there. Like to let him in. You know what I mean? Let the family have fun. All right. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Meanwhile, what do you think about this? They got a thing now called the Textilizer. Nevada and New York are considering using this Textilizer in drunken driving accident investigations. Most states have banned texting behind the wheel, but it's kind of hard to prove. Well, they've got this new technology that they can literally ask for your phone, plug it into your phone, and tell if you were on the phone texting on what you were doing, texting or typing or, you know, Googling something when you crashed. Now, it doesn't give you, it does not give law enforcement at the scene, it does not give them, you know, specifically what you were Googling or your private information. It just, you know, can tell if you were Googling, you know, or texting or doing whatever at the moment of impact. If the Nevada measure passes, it would allow police to use a device known as the Textilizer, which connects to the cell phone and looks for user activity, such as opening a Facebook Messenger call screen. It is made by an Israel-based company called Cellebrite. And again, it does the technology does not access or store personal content. I love this idea. No, I do. Have you driven along the roads here, the double yellow line country roads? You know the ones with like no shoulder and no escape. And it's always the women. I don't know why it is. It's always the mom with the kids strapped in the back. I mean, she's got like, you know, at least her front wheel over the double yellow line. She's all over the road and she's got her head down. She's not even looking at the road and she's texting or she's using a phone. God, that makes me mad. I see it so often. You know, if somebody plows into you, I think they ought to do it. Why not? They're gonna check if you're drunk when you do that. Anyway. Advocate Ben Lieberman, who lost his 19-year-old son to a crash where the driver had been texting, has become the face of the push for the device. The New York resident urged a panel of Nevada lawmakers to support the measure earlier this month, saying distracted driving should hold a greater social stigma. Yes, it should. It should be at least as bad as drunk driving, and they ought to treat you that way if you do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.